The original deal that was struck in Geneva back in October was this, that Iran would export most, about 70-75% of its stockpile of low-enriched uranium to Russia, and then after a certain amount of time that it would take to enrich that further and turn it into fuel rods, probably in France, about a year later, they would get fuel rods, which they would use in their research reactor in Tehran for creating medical isotopes for medical purposes. The idea of a delay was critical from the West's point of view because it would reduce Iran's stockpile of uranium for a period of a year, reduce it below to this critical threshold that gives them enough to make a bomb if they were to highly enrich it, and so buy time for diplomacy. Now, the Iranian reply that they gave last month is, yeah, we'll do the deal, but we'll just do a swap, a direct swap, which means that from the West point of view, it would be pointless because it wouldn't create this delay. It wouldn't reduce the Iranian stockpile. And so that was rejected. Now, what President Ahmadinejad is doing is raising again the possibility that maybe there could be a delay, which is something that Tehran has in the recent weeks and months ruled out. So it again raises the prospects that Tehran might be ready to come back to the table.
Now, the West, it's fair to say, isn't particularly convinced about this. They're pretty sceptical.
Well, that's right. Because there's been lots of to-ing and fro-ing, and you've got to remember this started because Iran agreed in principle to the deal and that back in October, and that created a whole lot of optimism that was then dashed because they went back on that agreement, and then there was lots of delay waiting for a direct answer. And it seemed last month that Iran had given a direct answer, that it was only interested if it was a direct simultaneous swap, which was not acceptable. So most people thought the deal was over, and now it seems to be back on the table, but there are a lot of details that Ahmadinejad did not make clear. Would it be all at once or in batches, which again would unlikely to be acceptable? And it's unclear whether there is agreement in Tehran over this, because there is clearly a debate going on, and this is maybe some of the reason why there's been delay and mixed signals, because not everyone in Tehran agrees.
And on a slight tangent, this all comes as Iran's tested a rocket with some interesting cargo on board.
That's right, because there's been all this focus on what Iran can put on the tip of a rocket. And it's turned out they put 12 worms, one rat, and two turtles in the payload of a medium-range missile. It sounds funny to the Iranians. It reflects on what they can do if they can send living things up at the end of a rocket. That it puts them on the sort of first rank of science as far as they're concerned. To the West, which always takes a more paranoid view of this, it's another warning that they can do a lot of things on their rockets. It may raise fears in Israel about their capacity to deliver biological weapons, for example, or to use the payload for other kinds of warhead. But from the Iranian point of view, it is another reflection of their advances in science.